What's up? What's happening? Welcome to another edition of The Short Porch presented by Barstool Sports. I'm your host, Hubs. Sitting in studio, Tommy Spokes, Marty Marsh, TJ and the Ones and Twos. I am in my apartment. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, how are you?
How the fuck are you?
Good to see you guys.
No hat today?
Yeah, no. You're doing something different with your hair?
Nope. Just losing it. That's it.
Did you know? I'm not saying this because I have terrible hair and a forehead. Do you know you can make your forehead smaller?
Didn't
know that.
Surgery. Like there's, I saw a TikTok. Well, yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, that's not surprising. You do surgery on anything.
Do they move your eyebrows up or your hairline down?
Hairline down, but how can they just make your hairline go down?
Zah was going to do a surgery where they made him taller. Once I heard that, yeah. I believe any surgery
that was
possible.
He was telling us that the other day. It's such bullshit.
So they just stretch him out?
6 feet?
Yeah, like they add stuff to his, his calves.
If Zah was full size, he'd be a football player.
Yeah, he'd be a running back. He would be a running back. Yeah. He'd be an unstoppable running back. Alyssa from Publicity was showing me a TikTok where you can just, you basically paste new hair on your head. It looks sick.
Yeah, it's great hair.
It lasts like 6 months. Like that could be a road for me in like a couple of years. Who knows? But yeah. Sorry, so that was a depressing way to start talking about me. But hey, you know what? Yankees spring training is going. That's exciting. It's like truly exciting to watch the Yankees again. I know like none of it counts as spring training. All that's just good to see the guys out there. But then you get reminded again, like some of these games just aren't on TV. Like yesterday's not on TV. Tonight not on TV with Corey Kluber pitching. Kind of think the Yankees just trying to hide him. No one, they like don't know for sure if he's good or not anymore. And they're like, you know what? Like, we're gonna throw him on the non-TV game so no one actually knows.
That's not a bad idea. Just have other teams. Well, I guess they're sending scouts to games, but not allow any scouts in the games and just be like, oh yeah, Corey Kluber's still a Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So he's pitching tonight. There's that beat writer though, Max Goodman, from Sports Illustrated. He basically tweeted out the whole game yesterday. Like every single play. Must have been very exhausting.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah, it was every – he's like – he sent out a tweet, too, when Montgomery was on the mound. He's like, do you guys want me to post the full Montgomery at bats? I'm like, what?
No.
You want to post every pitch?
Please don't.
Like, just tell me what happens. But, no, like, when Judge was up and Voit and Talkman, it was good to see them. When DS isn't doing the games tonight, it'll be interesting with Kluber. I was thinking about doing this, like, a late podcast, but Kluber's not on TV and it's spring training. We don't need to go –
if you told us we were recording at 11 p.m. tonight,
yeah, no,
to the
we
end
can't.
Of a spring
we just can't
training
do that.
Game,
I mean, no. Hubs can't even show up to a 2 p.m. clubhouse. I'm going to show up for 11 p.m. after spring training.
Let's discuss that. That was crazy. I still don't know. I was telling Tommy this. I had a full-on conversation with Clem at 10 in the morning about like the Knicks that I have. It lasted a good 15 minutes. I have zero recollection of the conversation. I legit think I was drunk.
I was with you all night. I also don't remember.
And you said
night.
I didn't seem drunk, right?
No, I don't. I don't remember much. I ended up with grilled cheese on my chest.
Huh? I feel like that happens to you more often than not.
It does. I'm a big order food when I get home and never eat it and just leave it on my chest.
Because the moment you order the food, you're like, "Let's go," and then 10 minutes pass and you're like, "I'm really tired. It's 3 in the morning."
I'm a regular. No, I am a regular at Green Rock, and I am not ashamed to say it.
I feel like you've been regular.
I know, but now it's like I know everybody, and it's like it's almost like an obligation now that I have to go.
I walk when we make our way to the table, and we pass like employees there, and I just like they all just it's Friday, like there he is, like HK and all, like just
you're not going Friday, huh?
What's Friday? It's my buddy's birthday, so we're going out to dinner. So, are you going Friday?
Yeah, a couple of my college friends I haven't seen in a year. It's going to be a nice time. Let's talk about our dinners.
Do people really want to hear about our dinners?
Dinners?
I had a better dinner than Tommy.
I mean, Marty, honestly, I mean, objectively speaking, Hubs, you have to say Marty's look was pretty pathetic.
The funny thing is I did it kind of as a joke, obviously, and then, like, people are now getting mad at me that I didn't invite them to their dinner. So, like, the way that I was joking
people
about
from
you.
The office.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack Mac is.
Oh, this is on Friday. Yeah. I had no idea what you guys were just talking about.
So, the backs, it happened last
Yeah, I got invited to neither of these things. That's the funniest thing. Yeah. Neither of you invited me. That's
no,
the best part of
Frankie
all this.
Frankie had texted me and Rudy. Like, I'm coming back in the office this week. You know, I haven't seen you guys in a while because we all used to sit together. Like, you know, let's get dinner or whatever. It's like, all right. Then we just looked around the room. Trent was in our line of sight. We're like, all right, we'll have Trent there. You can never go wrong with Trent. So, that was it. Just going to be that dinner. Marty, last Friday before we record, he's like, you want to go to Green Rock Friday? I was like, no, I'm going to dinner with Frankie, Rudy, and Trent. And then Marty took that as like a personal offense that he wasn't invited. So he starts this other dinner with like seven other people. And, you know, Friday night, I'm at dinner, not on my phone at all. We're having a nice time. I pull up Twitter. I see all eight of them tweeted at me a picture of them at Tom Scavelli. And I was like, it's like, oh, this is sad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm glad they did this. Like, I'm here enjoying my own dinner. Like, I'm not here for social media. I'm not here to rub it in anyone's faces. I'm just having a nice time. They're only thinking about me. They have They have a dinner. I mean, you can't deny that. You all tweeted a picture at me.
As a joke. You were actually, like, thinking that, like, oh, I'm at dinner. This is why I fucking hate this podcast. Tommy is a self-loathing cunt over here.
I'm just going with the flow. I'm not really like this. You guys just go at each other, and I just, like, hey,
yeah,
let's talk Yankees
baseball.
Yeah, because
we usually could just team up on you.
Yeah, yeah. Hub, say something.
Yeah.
You didn't show up to the clubhouse.
Yes, that's how it started. Fuck
I
you.
Had Patrizia's on Friday night. Very good.
I order Patrizia's maybe 3 times a week.
You ever go there, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get like family style, like it's like $65 unlimited, like wine for like 2 hours.
But
unbelievable,
close to one. So
we were the only table with guys for about an hour and a half. There was just all girls celebrating the birthdays, and then just
it's a huge birthday. I went there one time not knowing it was a birthday spot, and like nonstop birthday. I was like, how many fucking people
they had
have a birthday?
Confetti, confetti fell from the ceiling for one of the girls. It was like,
yeah,
and then
what
one girl
kind of place is this?
It's Italian.
Oh.
It's an Italian restaurant. But one girl at one point, or what, she clearly had a lot of wine, just got up on top of the table and like was out at like hang on the window. And the guy was like, you have to leave. Like, you can't, you just can't do this. Pandemic, no pandemic. Like, what are you doing? This is insane. Yeah, so we actually all ate well on Friday. But yeah, back to the Yankees. Spring training in full go now. First game was on Sunday. Mike King pitched. Didn't go great for Mike. But if you're going to take some, so like, here's the thing with spring training. It's always so tricky. Like, especially with like live ABs. If, someone gets a homer, like Luke Voit hit a homer off Kluber, how do you react to that? Right. Cause it's like, oh, Luke Voit looks great, but Kluber just gave a home run. For me, just look at the positives and just, as long as the guy isn't hurt and he's just throwing well, whatever, like he's miles per hour there and all that. That's it. That's all spring training is about. Don't get hurt and just look good at some point. Everyone just has to have one like moment where you look okay, and I'll feel good about you going into the season. So, yeah, King didn't look great. His velo was up, though.
Yeah,
Mike King throws
97,
98 miles an hour. Like, okay. Like, that's pretty. Yeah, he had only two pitches last year that were over 95 miles an hour. Now he's throwing 97.
It's tough. I want to be a Mike King believer, and I am. And it's not just, you know, I know people are like, oh, it's just because he's been on the podcast. And yeah, sure, that's going to make us partial to him. But even before that, I liked,
yeah.
He has great minor league numbers, like some of the best minor league numbers in recent history. That's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah.
And, you know, he, like, there is this ideal version of him where he's just a real solid middle back of the rotation guy that you can rely on for 6 innings, 3 runs or something like that. And, it hasn't been put together yet, and maybe eventually it'll be like, all right, maybe it's just not there. But I'm not losing faith in Mike King yet. But yeah, I would like to see it.
For some reason, when he pitches, I feel like some, like, just like even his first thing, Judge misses the fly ball. It's like just little things like that happen to him, and it, like, bad things like go his way.
By the way, spring training, totally okay with Judge not diving for that.
Oh, I would have been more mad if he did.
I'd kill him.
Don't do a fucking thing. Sure, you can catch in the regular season, but postseason, don't do that in spring training. King's role might be in the future as like a long reliever slash like bullpen guy, maybe like a spot starter. I don't think he can consistently be a starter, but like also he's still kind of young, and the velo is now ticking up, so that's cool to see. There's something there with King. I don't know what it is, but at
maybe
some point it's gonna click.
Remember Ramiro Mendoza? He used to like bounce back and forth between the bullpen starting rotation. Maybe something like that.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they just go full bullpen with him this year, because I don't think – I would be stunned if he gets that number five spot. So maybe he's just a reliever all year, and they try and see what they can get there. And remember when, like, Phil Hughes became a reliever, and he was unbelievable?
Best
I don't know.
Reliever ever.
Best reliever literally yeah. ever. Didn't really – postseason
huge
wasn't
part
great.
Of 09.
Yeah.
Oddly, like, a weirdly not great postseason in 09, but, yeah. like, the regular season, like, to get there, he was
his
hair
played well outside the cap as a reliever. Like, it would
yes.
come out a little long
he
to the
He fixed his hat well, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had the dominating reliever look to him.
Yeah, so maybe that's Mike King's role.
Yeah, Mike King doesn't have a dominating reliever look.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. He doesn't. He has, like, three starter look.
And, like, his
maybe
glove,
the next time we talk
glove
to him.
Color, too.
Maybe the next time we talk to him, you're like, hey, you got to grow your hair out.
Yeah, grow his hair out, you know, push it to the side, maybe get a black eye.
Yeah, remember the last time, remember the first, Tommy, remember the first time we interviewed him and I told him, I said something about him being a reliever and he, like, almost got angry at me.
He does not want to be a reliever. Like, from both times we've talked to him and whenever you hear him in other interviews or articles or whatever, like, he loves the art of pitching and wants to be a starting pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, we like King. Just hopefully he finds some footing here in March and, you know, maybe carves out a role. What else? Oh, your boy Nick Nelson. He made an appearance.
You're trying to make him your boy now.
I literally just said your boy.
No, I know, but I saw your tweet. And, like,
he's on the Yankees, man. He's on the Yankees. I want
he's
him
mine.
To do well.
He's mine.
I want – yeah, you have everyone. You have Nestor Cortez. You have him.
That's it.
Good to see
those
good
are
to
my
see
two
Nestor.
Guys.
That's it.
Oh, and, not, and Tyler Lyons. You don't have him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet. Has he pitched? I don't think he has, but
they don't need to see him. They know he's great.
Yeah, so we'll use you in September, October. Who was I saying? Oh, there's Nick Nelson's Nick's gonna have, like, a very big impact this year. Like, he's a nasty changeup that just, like, the bottom falls out. Fastball ticks very up there, high 90s. Nick Nelson, I think, will be making this team out of camp. I think he's on the roster.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know, you know, it's become a joke, but it started seriously because that one, I think, was his debut against the Red Sox, right? And he looked unbelievable. Like, he has the stuff to do it. Like, he hits the upper 90s. Like, he's got good off speed. I think he does legitimately have the tools to be a really good reliever.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys saw this. Albert Abreu was supposed to have no options this season. And all of a sudden, like, randomly on, like, rosterresource.com, it popped up he has an option. I don't know how that happens, how you can just all of a sudden get a minor league option, but he got one. So now he can be in the minors this year without us losing him, which is great. So that, I think, would allow Nelson to – like, originally, like, it was either Bray who has to be with the big league team or he's gone. And now it's like, oh, wait, he can be in the minors for one more year. So that allows Nick Nelson, the Yankees, to have more flexibility, which is good.
I'm doing a little math. Right now, 6, uh-huh. 5 times 9 divided by – if you take out Nick Nelson's appearance against the Phillies where he gave up 6 earned runs and 1 2/3 innings, he had a 2.37 ERA last year.
That's why
in
reliever
19,
ERA
19 innings.
Yeah.
18 innings.
Yeah.
That's that, dude. I feel like that happens if you did that with so many relievers.
Ottavino
like,
was big.
Ottavino, yeah. Huge for that. I feel like he had one appearance last year. He gave like 5 or 6 runs.
Should almost be like relievers should almost have a stat of like percentage of appearances in which they give up a run. Does that
yeah.
make any sense?
No, I understand.
Like most
what you're
of
saying.
The time they come in, they don't give up a run.
There should be we're like ERA should not be a stat we look at for relievers.
Game log is way more important for relievers, yeah.
Yeah, just like eye test with the game log. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's been solid. That's an interesting thing I feel like not enough people talk about. We've got a ton more to talk about with spring training. First, talk to you guys about Sunday. New sponsor of the podcast, and my mom is listening to this, and she is like, she basically thinks I got her like the gift of the century because we have a nice lawn. And Sunday is all about taking care of your lawn. And with spring just around the corner, it's time to get to work on your lawn. The last thing anyone needs is another complicated or toxic lawn product. Sunday is more than a lawn care product. It's a customized lawn plan that works with nature. They take out all the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for people, pets, and just the planet, which is we always want to save the planet. Obviously, I live in an apartment in the city, so can't, you know, not good for me, but really good for my mom. I got her all sent to things. She's ready to use them. She's super excited. The website, too, Sunday.com. You type in your home address. I think this would fascinate Marty. You type in your home address and, like, literally shows you a Google image and it maps out your square feet in your house. It's like satellites just peering down and just showing you, like, your aerial view and all that. Jeez. With, like, numbers left and right. Fascinating stuff.
It is fun,
But they give you a free lawn analysis tool, which takes care of the rest in just seconds. Sunday uses soil and climate data. As I'm saying, like, this is some high-tech stuff they're just giving us to use here. But it creates a tailored nutrient plan, so you get all the stuff of your lawn needs and nothing it doesn't. Sunday is made with ingredients that you can actually pronounce, which is big for us. We suck at pronouncing things. Seaweed, iron, molasses, so you can grow better and feel better about it. Sunday explains exactly what you get and why, which is huge for us. We're not good with reading. And everything is sent straight to your door, right when you need it. Right now, folks, let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Get Sunday.com/porch to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/porch. $20 off your custom lawn plan. Let's just have some beautiful lawns going in there.
Having good lawn is such a pride thing. You go down the block and you're like, that person's got good
lawn. Yeah.
And I gotta admit, we haven't had a good lawn in a few years now. And like the people across the street, they're people who like turn the sprinklers
they're gonna
on.
Be,
like,
yeah, they're going to be getting Sunday too.
They are.
Yeah.
But first, we're going to get it and catch up to them, and then they'll probably beat us more. Or maybe they have been using Sunday this whole time. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't talked
it
enough
is
to my
a
neighbors.
Power
but
move to have a
you need
good
a good lawn.
Lawn.
You really do. It's such like a. Like dad thing to just like a pride thing to have a good lawn. So we got to get on this. So Sunday's got us all taken care of in 2021. Back to the Yankees. Garrett Cole and Jameson Taillon made their debuts. Cole's wasn't great, but we don't give a fuck what he does. We know what's going to happen with Garrett Cole. He gave 5 home runs to the Tigers last year and everyone was losing their mind and mocking us. And then all of a sudden you saw what Garrett Cole's got going in the regular season. So, I don't need to see much from Garrett Cole, if anything. A guy I need to see something from is Jameson Taillon, our boy, J-Mo. And that man threw so minimal pitches in his appearance that they didn't.
I thought there was a chance we were going to make a comment about
it. I was going to, but I let it go.
Yeah, I let it slide, too. We look,
what, because I said J-Mo? Because I said J-Mo?
More of the our boy, J-Mo.
Is he not? I fucking love this guy. You said it too. I texted you.
I know. We let it pass. That was me and Marty not.
If he's anyone's boy, I would say it's more mine.
Why?
I DM him. I talk coffee. I don't know if you're talking to him anymore.
Follows me on Twitter.
Boy helps look defeated there.
I don't bother him. Came in our podcast.
No, look, that was us not coming.
That was us not coming.
Yeah, that was us.
He looked really good. He looked really good. He threw 7 fucking pitches. He threw so minimal pitches. He had to throw more in the bullpen to actually break his sweat out there.
He didn't do that well, so he threw more.
There's always spring training.
I think he did too. He said the same thing. He's like, I kind of wish I was out there for a little longer.
Spring training guys are always a thing. I feel like the Yankees have a pretty high amount of spring training guys this year. Like guys.
Guys, we need to see something.
Yeah,
from?
Intrigued of seeing in spring, like Jameson Taillon, Corey Kluber, Gary Sanchez. I think is sort of always in that mix.
I like his
Clint
Instagram
used
posts.
To be in that mix a decent amount. Yeah, I feel like maybe he's a little bit less now. He's more established.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, it's good
Jameson
to see him.
He hadn't pitched
in 2 years. Yeah, right. He hadn't pitched in 2 years. So like, it was just nice to see him out there and healthy. 2 Tommy Johns is no joke. He looks really – like, his stuff – that he had his breaking ball on his first at-bat strikeout was sick. I really want to see more of that. He's an awesome dude. The budding, like, romance of him and Garrett Cole is, like, kind of fun to watch. Like, Garrett Cole was already ecstatic being a Yankee because, obviously, grew up a Yankee, all this. We're giving him $324 million. And, you know, like, having his best friend on the team wasn't in the cards. And now that's just happening in year two. Feel like he's just got to be loving life right now. Like, nothing – like – he's just ecstatic to have Jameson Taillon. They're inseparable almost.
Instead of douchebag Trevor Bauer for $45 million, we have a younger, cheaper.
I'm not kidding. I was just about to bring up that we need our fuck you Trevor Bauer segment because did you see that thing where he was just going to sign with the Mets because of the leaked apparel came out and he was just going to do it because of that. But then his agent told him to go on a walk. and don't just sign
a totally real story. Don't
just sign with the team because you don't want to upset the fans. Okay, I'm gonna go to the best fucking team in the fucking MLB, and that's what you did. You're telling me that's the fucking fuck you, Trevor Bauer.
He's actually been tweeting less, I feel.
Yeah, because he's realizing that he needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he's also at spring training.
You're telling me you just didn't go to the Mets because of that? Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't buy that story. I don't buy that story for a second.
Rachel, a walk.
Yeah, he was gonna make. No, it's the fact that he was gonna make a career choice based off of like a fuck up by like his marketing intern.
Yeah, what are you like 4 years old? Like, dude, like if someone didn't like me over at like at Barstool and they offered me a lot, like I went somewhere else, I wouldn't just and. That didn't make any sense. Regardless, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, and then he had that apology, the written apology in the 7 tweets, and that's like, get the fuck off, get out of here. And he definitely hasn't tweeted much because probably a guy like Clayton Kershaw was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Mookie Betts was probably like, what are you doing?
It's like, we won a championship. You were on the Reds. Shut up.
Yeah. I was talking to KFC about this. Like, can you just imagine he was doing all this shit? As a Yankee or a Met in New York,
oh no!
Like in people and like where beat writers like actually care.
No, he. It truly is a blessing that he's not on the Yankees.
He's frozen.
Yeah, and so yeah, like you said, we have Jameson Taillon instead. That just has not that like he's better than Bauer. He could be better than Bauer if Bauer doesn't have one of his three best years. Like Taillon's numbers are really fucking good, but Cole obviously. Can't fucking stand this guy. So I'm happy they're reunited. These guys seem really excited. What?
Jameson Taillon, 2 years with an ERA under 4. That's almost as many as Trevor Bauer.
You know I love those
with
stats,
only
Tommy.
four seasons as a sample size.
You know I love those stats.
Jameson Taillon has had 3 seasons with 18 or more starts. He's had an ERA under 4, 2 of them. That's 67%. If we go to overrated fraud, Trevor Bauer. We have, let's see, 4 starts. We'll cut him some slack there. 2014, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 seasons with 18 or 11 or more starts if we count last year. And 3. No, sorry. Wait. Fuck.
China.
2. Yeah, 2. Trevor Bauer's only had an ERA under 4 2 seasons.
Well, no,
you've been saying 3 seasons.
Because last year.
Last season. Yeah. Last season is the second time.
China.
We've been giving this guy too much fucking credit. You got to issue a retraction on all platforms. He has
no
as
way.
Many. Yes. Because I think that was my original stat, is that he's only had 1 year with an ERA under 4. Go to his 2012. He started 4 games, 6.06 ERA. 2013, 4 games, 5.29 ERA. 2014, 26 games, 4.18. 2015, 30 games, 4.55. 2016, 28 games, 4.26. 2017, 31 games, 4.19. 2018.
What are you talking about? 2016, 2017, and 2020, he's below a 4.
What are you looking at, idiot? Trevor Bauer?
Boys, really quick, China makes COVID-19 anal swab test mandatory for
foreigners.
I was just
looking at that tweet, and I was about to make a comment on it. And there's a guy, you know the gif of the guy running, and it's like me on my way to get a COVID-19, or on my way to China?
What we've been – no. Oh, I was looking at a different stat.
Yeah,
we were
breaking up 2019 because
– Yeah. Fuck.
He's had 2 seasons.
Two. This country.
And he's openly cheating. I was talking to Hubs about this video that breaks down like him admitting basically to using foreign substances.
And one of those seasons is an ERA under. He started 11 games.
What did you say about China?
You have to get a mandatory anal swab if you're a
foreigner. No, I thought they just took that out.
Nope.
No, they just made it mandatory.
Only
2 days ago. I literally read that they banned that.
I think Japan is like, please don't do that. And they're like, nah, we're going to do it.
I thought the story was they banned doing that because they originally thought that that was a more accurate way of determining COVID than everyone was getting. I think the word was like they were literally scarred and like traumatized from the actual testing, so they stopped doing it.
Yeah, I could imagine that.
Well, if it's anything like the nose one hurts enough.
Oh my God, he's sticking up.
Oh my guys, I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor today.
Bro, how many doctors did you go to?
Today? For what?
This morning. Because I just have sinuses and congestion. That's what it all stems from. All my problems stem from
that. Yeah, but like, how many times did you go to
the doctor? Cleaned out my ears. Which is satisfying when you see the wax come out, but it fucking hurts.
It sucks it out.
You know what's crazy? Do you guys use Q-tips in your ear?
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, everybody does, but you're just not supposed to.
I don't.
Every doctor is like, don't do that. It's so bad.
Yeah, because you can go deaf.
It makes it worse. You just push it in further. He put then something up my nose, too, like a camera up my – it was torture.
I stopped doing Q-tips, too, and it's my ears have been, like, better. Actually, like I have had less
baby oil and a dropper.
And listen to this.
You've been hearing more words.
Have you ever had a candle in your ear?
I've seen that.
Can't say I have.
I have done it to somebody where you put the candle in their ear and light it on fire and let it go down to a certain point and it just sucks up all the earwax and you wrap it around and you see all the it's crazy.
Huh. I think it's because the hot air like rises off.
It is good to get Yeah, it's good to get it out, but it is very painful. And he put some numbing agent in my nose. I could hear myself getting congested as we speak. I might get surgery. I have a deviated septum.
Oh, shit. Yes.
And they might just fix it.
You'll sound different if you get that surgery, too. Your voice will change.
Really?
Isn't that literally a nose job?
No, I asked that. I was like, ooh, am I going to get a nose job? They're like, no, this isn't
cosmetic. I think my sister got that surgery. I'm pretty sure.
They said it's not cosmetic. It's like
I think it's an extensive – it's like a five-hour surgery.
No, it's a half hour. I got a paper.
My sister got a nose thing that was like five – maybe she did get a nose job.
She might have got a nose job,
yeah. She might have.
Her voice would shit. Like, mine's kind of like that, too, where it's like – nasally? It sounds like you're congested. Like me and you.
Oh, so that'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be good. But it's like
just completely changes your entire.
I mean, I'm always just so stuffed up. It's more in the winter. Once the summer hits, oh god, summer is Tommy season, baby.
I hate it so much. Like you're the only one that goes. You go to the doctor, fucking anything little hurts.
I like to take care of my body,
But your body sucks.
No, it's not.
Like
it's,
you're not doing a good job.
I just got a physical and everything. I have a slight vitamin D deficiency, but that's
and guess what?
Summer.
That doesn't sound good.
I haven't been to the doctor. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good, too.
So we're at the same page, but you're just going to the doctor.
I like to
wasting
You don't
time.
Know that you're good.
Exactly. You don't tell me. I'm good.
It's a horrible way to think.
You don't know what you don't have.
I hope for the sake of you, your friends, your family, and everybody that loves you, that you start to take care of yourself.
I do take care of yourself.
Hey, this is a good little segue. Aaron Boone. Let's hope he's good. That's
Yeah, that's why you go for stuff like
that. That's why you go.
Yeah, he's had a heart attack and is older than you. You're 24 years old.
Yeah, he's also a professional athlete.
How old
he's probably
is
he, 25? In better shape than all of us. I'll be 25 in April.
Aaron Boone still works out, lifts weights for the team. He's in as pretty good shape as you can be.
Plays first base.
Yeah. He's been taking balls at first, but yeah, he's getting a pacemaker. Can you tell me what that is?
I was going to ask Marty to explain what a pacemaker is.
Do you know what a pacemaker is?
I'm pretty sure it just paces your heart. It's like with old bags.
I knew that's exactly what you were going to say. That was the most predictable response ever. It just paces. What the fuck does that mean?
I'm pretty sure it shocks your heart into doing.
Your heart?
I'm pretty sure it shocks your heart into doing exactly how many beats your heart should do a minute.
Yeah. It's basically like a
I'm right.
That's remarkably close. It's like a little like electronic device that like tells your heart like, "Hey, beat at this rate, please." And it zaps your heart so that it beats.
I was actually right?
You as far as I know, that's like really close.
Let's go.
I'm very surprised.
Yeah, I you know, it's health is important. You have to take care of your health.
You know what else you have to do with your health that involves your health? You got to eat right. Martin, Tommy, TJ, and we're going to eat right with HelloFresh.
How can I eat healthy?
HelloFresh is here for us to eat healthy and cook it as well without having to go out to the grocery store and all that. Just deliver it right to us. HelloFresh, what a segue by us, boys. Just an all-around team.
Can I tell you something about HelloFresh?
You tell me something about HelloFresh.
The best part about it is, like, because I actually religiously use it now. One, if you ever have, like, a girlfriend or a date, it's cool to be like, hey, I made this. And, like, the hardest part about actually cooking is getting the right ingredients.
Yes.
It's like, I didn't know about the spices. I don't know about the small things. And HelloFresh is literally, it's like, hey, dummy, here you go. This is exactly what you need and tells you how to cook it. And it's And it's like you think it's literally delicious. Like it's actually really good food.
Yeah. I'm on a like it's health, but it's also like saving money. Like I'm just so sick of spending $25, $30 on.
There's a stat on there. It's 27% less if you like you're like,
28%, even better.
Than if you buy your stuff at the grocery store. If you
and 72% cheaper.
Oh, I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about cheaper than. I don't even grocery shop. I'm talking cheaper than ordering dinner.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's got to be like a million here, percent
I have that number for you right here. 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. You just can't beat those numbers. I'm just throwing out good numbers here. They're 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, quick breakfasts and lunches. They got big pictures from Marty, can't read, you know, so that's important. Pictures help us guide us the way there. It's just what we should be doing, especially in a pandemic world where we don't want to go to the grocery store. You don't want to like, you want to limit the places you're going. HelloFresh is just here to make our life easier, eat healthier, and cheaper, and, you know, save some money in our wallets. Go to HelloFresh.com/porch12. That's /porch12, as in 1-2, and use code Porch12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. They're probably just giving away like food for us to just, you know, survive on it and, you know, give us a good taste of HelloFresh. So it's HelloFresh.com/porch12 and use code Porch12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping.
HelloFresh is literally like saving hunger.
Yeah. They're America's number one meal kit. We're all involved. Like, hey, you have 12 free hunger. Meals. Saving hunger, according to Marty. What a segue by us, though. But yeah, let's keep our bodies right with HelloFresh. More stuff moving along here. They got there's an interesting three-way battle going on, and this is probably the most interesting battle, like position battles are all about. You know, that's really the what gets us going with spring training. You know, making that last roster spot. There's only so many of them. Mike Tauchman, Jay Bruce, and Dietrich are basically battling for one spot. It kind of seems. Tauchman, I think, has a head up on everyone. He's come out here in the first game. He struck out and slammed his bat between his legs. Oh, no, sorry. I think that was a live BP game where he slammed his bat between his legs and broke it in half. He hit a bomb in a spring training game. He had another hit yesterday. He looks good. You know, 2020 might have been an aberration for him. I think Tauchman is going to make this team, and I think he's going to bounce back nicely in 2020 and kind of get back in Yankee fans' good graces.
Yeah, I agree. I think that people sort of forgot how good he was in that stretch in 2019. I've got my ears confused. 2019, though, when he was just like if you could be that good, then it's in you.
Yeah, right? I like that, yes.
Like, if you have the ability to have a stretch like that, where it's not like he had one game with four home runs or whatever. Like, he was, for a month, a little more than that, maybe. He was, like, mm-hmm. just a really solid player.
Really good fielder, too. Really good fielder.
At a big league level, like, that's within him. That player is
there. It doesn't fully go away.
Right. Like, a little bit,
but.
It was weird to not hit one homer in 2020. Like, not one.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal. But we know it's there.
A lot of people had bad – it wasn't ideal. A lot of people have bad years. There's no reason he can't bounce back. The glove is never going to go away with him.
We
it's
need
not
to
like
let him
like,
kick your ass, Marty. Ever since you asked him that Ocean Walls question, I feel like that's been messing with him. Like, that's been in his head where he can't get it out.
I've been a little quiet. I don't know if I'm a big fan of Mike Tauchman.
And he just needs to beat the shit out of you.
I'd fight him.
Well, no. You don't fight
back. Oh, I can't fight back.
No. You just let
him. Yeah, no. We don't want you inflicting pain on players.
Would you let him beat you up if it meant he would become an all-star?
Yes. Easily. 100%.
That's a good sacrifice. Good on you, Mark.
You know, I'd let him punch
would
me.
Would you die, Hubs? And he gets to...
Just from Mike Tauchman to become an all-star?
Yeah. No, we'll say
no.
You die.
That would be so sad.
You die and
yes
Mike
to
Tauchman
that.
Finishes top 12 in AL MVP voting.
No, sorry, not going to do that. I think Mike will be okay if he doesn't finish in the top 12. No, I would not die. Yes. There are multiple things I would die for and put my life on the line. That's not one of them, unfortunately. Love you, Tauchman. But yeah, interesting little battle going on. Jay Bruce, he's only 33 years old. 30 years older than that.
Oh,
but
what's wrong with you, dude? You're Tommy. Now you're going with Tommy?
Let's not count out Jay Bruce.
I'm counting out Jay Bruce.
No, no. What? You thought of that sentence that meant I'm pro Jay Bruce?
Yeah, the way you're like, oh, he's only 33. He's like, he's
no,
in a battle.
I was simply just saying I thought he was 38 years old. I want Mike Tauchman to win this job. I've said that.
It's Jay Bruce.
And if I were to go position, Dietrich's easily number two. That guy, if he can make the team, I mean, that would, he is such a character. And the way he can pimp home runs, he's hilarious. He's just a hilarious human being to look at. Like, he's just yes. so
Did
enormous.
You see the video when he was talking to Higgy? Where he was, like, putting his shirt up a little bit. Like, when he was talking to him, he just looked like a jacked Italian old guy who's going to fucking jack home runs.
Yeah. And, like, him with the short porch and right, there's no reason to think he can't hit a good amount of bombs with his team with some decent playing time. So, and he does play the infield, which is interesting. Second and third, along with left field. So he does bring that versatility. Talkman has said he plays first. He's played it in college. And he said, like, basically no one is listening to him, but he does play first. So, like, more people need to realize that maybe. It gives him more versatility if he can just play first here and there.
That's
but,
a big thing in baseball, though. Like, when you everyone always says, like, a lot, every, like, fielder says they can pitch. And I know it's the major leagues and, like, they probably should listen to him, but it's still the same thing. I think, like, everyone's like, oh, I can definitely play outfield. They go outfield and they fucking can't catch a fly ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone.
But Talkman played, he did play it in college, so.
Yeah. But it's also like, why do we need? We have so many people that can play first.
Well, it's just another thing you can bring to the table, and that's what Dietrich can probably play a little first too. Jay Bruce can play first. Just like the people
that
you're battling
name,
with,
it makes me mad.
I
you don't
Jay
like
Bruce,
what's the hate?
Jay Bruce will hit a home run as a New York.
I just like no. I remember like when he was on the Mets, it was like yes, thank God he's up because it was just a joke of how bad he was.
But
like,
he's not.
His contract was so bad. Like, they were so happy.
Okay,
to
well,
get
it's
him.
Not bad for us.
No,
it's
I know. I understand. It's just I got to get that out of my head. Once he
yeah,
hits
you
a
got
home
you
got to
have some like you have like some PTSD that you got to clear
think
out.
It is. I think it was just. I think I do. Like, I've never really got this mad about somebody.
Yeah, I've never seen you, like, this animated
him,
over
the last person I was this mad about was Iannetta, and he was gonzo.
Yeah, you kicked that guy's ass out of town. That guy never saw a
fucking
second
tap
of
baseball.
Point. Yeah. What else we got here? Aaron Hicks has been announced as the three-hitter for 2021, basically, per Aaron Boone. I hate it.
Yuck.
Why can't he lead off?
Well, LeMahieu.
But why can't DJ be the three hitter with people on base?
I actually
and not,
don't.
Knock them
I,
in?
Yeah,
I,
but it's almost like if it ain't broke,
that.
Don't fix it. Like DJ's been so good as a leadoff hitter, like starting the game with a single.
Yeah.
But we also haven't won a World Series, so maybe it is broke.
No, I think it's a huge
not
difference.
Won a World Series because DJ's leading off.
I know,
no, but the lineup could get better.
It sounds dumb, but it's a huge difference going from one to three. It's a huge.
I don't think anything. You could hit him anywhere in the order. I don't think it would change.
Him.
You know what?
Comfortable,
you know what? People
like,
are like, "Oh, Aaron Hicks." What's dumb is that people are like, "You need Aaron Hicks lower to break the righties up." The Yankees have one. Aaron Hicks is the only switch hitter or lefty in the everyday starting lineup, so it doesn't matter where you put him. There's eight righties in a row.
Yeah.
It's not about. I think people like, want him. I want him leading off because he's not a big like. He's much more OBP than he is. Actual like contact,
but I'm back to the stone. I want him at the bottom of the order because I'm back to the stone age.
That's fine, but I don't want him as the three hitter. Is what I'm saying.
So let's let's do our lineup real fast.
All right.
Okay.
So I think everyone should have DJ first.
I'm keeping DJ one, Judge two. This is my stone age lineup where I want guys getting on base, moving the runner over. You know, maybe I'd even put. Hold on, let's think.
I know that it's a tough on the spot.
DJ one, Gio Urshela two.
Is this
about
what
that?
We think's gonna happen, or
no,
what we would?
This
what
is
what
if
we
you're
want.
The manager.
If we're the manager, okay.
All right, so this is my Stone Age
two.
This
I'm
is my Stone.
Judge
no,
out
I'm
two.
Moving Judge. This is my Stone Age based Yankees lineup.
Okay,
we're having DJ lead off, Gio Urshela two, just a classic two hitter, hits with runners in scoring position. We'll go Judge three. Giancarlo four. I hate having those two back to back. I'll go Gleyber four, Giancarlo five, Voit six, Hicks seven, Gary eight, Clint nine.
I go LeMahieu. I do kind of like Urshela second.
He's just got that two hitter vibe.
I do like Urshela second. I like Judge three. I like Voit four. Stanton five, Gleyber six. I think you go Hicks seven. I think we have pretty much the same thing besides Voight, and Gary Ayton and Clinton. Yeah, I think I like Voight four.
I mean, Gio like hit 314 in 2019, 298 last year.
What's his OBP?
355 and 368. That's solid.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Like, okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna go crazy here. I'm just changing it. It's like you hit the random button with me. I want Hicks leading off because he just walks and you just automatically have a guy in first. I want. Now, the two here are super interesting. I'm torn between Glaber, Voight. Glaber or Voight. I'll go Voight. I think Voight could be an awesome two-hitter. Three-hitter DJ. Then four, Judge. Five, Stanton. Six, Clint. Seven, Gio. Eight, Gary. Nine, who am I missing?
This is the worst.
No, this is an awesome lineup. This lineup is fantastic. That lineup scores 1 million runs a game.
Oh, my God. That was a terrible lineup.
That was bad.
No, it wasn't. Just because it went different than you doesn't mean it's wrong.
No, it does.
Let's put out graphics.
I would love,
and see who has.
Well, I ran out of thought. So I think
Marty's lineup will win. I forgot that Voight hit 22 home runs last year. That probably.
And it just mixes. I mean, it's just no one. Every time you see Stanton and Judge back to back, you're like, uh-oh.
Let me type it out. I want Hicks leading off. What?
You should say uh-oh, but
yeah.
I mean, Stanton hasn't done shit.
No, I mean, it's Voight uh-oh in the bad way, where it's like, it's going to strike out.
Right.
DJ, Judge, let's go Glaber 5, Stanton 6. I'm typing it out. It's better than just thought in my head. Clint 7, Gio 8, no, Gary 8, Gio 9. Yep, so mine's Hicks, Voight, DJ, Judge, Glaber, Stanton, Clint, Gary, Gio. Did I already say Gio twice? No. Yeah, that's my lineup. Boom, that's my nine. I love that lineup.
Nope.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's a good lineup.
DJ third.
I mean, you guys didn't change anything.
DJ,
We changed it drastically. Gio Urshela is our two-hitter, and Hicks is at the bottom of the lineup.
Gio, I mean, DJ third is dumb.
I just put his bat with people on base.
Yeah, but guess what? He gets on base. Those other people don't.
Hicks literally has a ginormous OBP. What are you talking about? Voight as well.
I don't.
Hicks and Voight
are. Want Voight to lead off?
No, I want Voight at two.
He also was a home run leader last year. So we're going to have him just hit fucking one person in?
I mean, Aaron Judge and Stanton hit homers. The whole team hits homers.
That
isn't everyone
a bad
hits
strategy to have LeMahieu get a hit and then Voight immediately hit a home run.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm okay with that.
We're up 2-0 every first inning.
we'd be the best
first inning run.
Team to win the first inning ever.
I would like to put a graphic out of this.
All right, I'll figure it out.
It's like, fuck, I got to do more work.
Oh, no, we have interns to do this.
I don't abuse interns.
Owen will do it. Owen will do it, no problem.
Is it still two Owens?
Yeah. We have OV is our YouTube guy, and then Owen is just our Twitter social guy. I haven't asked you to do that privilege.
No, because then I have to fix my Owens in my phone book.
I haven't asked you to talk to them yet.
I know, but then I feel like I should because it's a nice thing to do, but then having three Owens in my phone book is going to fuck me up.
Going from zero to three in like the last 6 months.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
New scoreboard thoughts? Score bug thoughts? Yes, network?
We talked about this
in the clubhouse before. You're sleeping.
We like
okay, that. Well, we have an audience on the podcast too to talk about with.
Okay, we don't give a fuck.
By the way, we broke it.
We broke the news and no one gave us credit.
TJ did it 6 days later in the group chat.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Even I saw it.
Just making sure.
I think the pitch count and the miles per hour is a little small. Other than that, I like it.
I think it's sleek. It's got everything you need. Robbie honestly made a good point. Robbie, I'm sure he brought this up with you guys if you asked him about it. He tweeted it at me. But like bringing back the one from like 2009, wouldn't hate just a nostalgia thing from that.
But do you really care?
It does take up so much of the top of the screen.
I just want to see pitch count because I used to be obsessed with pitch count as a kid, and like when the moment they started showing it on the scorebook, I like had like an excitement of life.
I like seeing the pitch count too. Yeah, because that's also like, all right, we can get him out soon. Like, that's how we always see that, yeah.
The font is
like,
also
like, oh, shit,
up.
He's at 60 pitches through two. Like, he's fucking done in 2 innings. This is great.
When we were watching it, that guy Wojciechowski was pitching, so I think that's kind of skewed it because his name filled in, like,
he was fucking up the scorebook. Yeah.
So they when we have, like, a norm, like, Cole will look pretty good in that.
They didn't expect that yet.
But still, the pitch number was a little low. I think they should just, like when you're on Microsoft Word making a picture a little bigger, just drag it from the corner and make it a little bit bigger.
All of that text seemed a little small. They could probably make the whole thing bigger and no one would notice.
Okay,
that's why we have spring training.
Yeah, we have spring training. Two more things. The new Tom and Jerry movie just has J-Hap giving up a home run in it. Like, of all the people and situations, it's just J-Hap gives up the game-winning homer. Yeah. Came out, like, a couple days ago.
Makes sense.
Just makes perfect sense, yeah. And then, Tommy, you tweeted about this, and it was crazy. That Knicks Rangers Cuomo tweet yesterday.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was.
And they didn't take it down.
No, neither of them. Again. I didn't even see the Knicks one. I actually only saw the Rangers.
They did the exact same time they tweeted it.
It's Tommy's thing. Just common sense department.
You think it was a scheduled tweet that they forgot about? And then
they probably had to tweet it, and they're like, let's throw it out now.
I don't think so. I think it was just.
The tweet, schedule. If you didn't see it, it basically said, we applaud Cuomo for opening up the city. It's like,
it didn't matter
not
what
the guy you want to.
Yeah, it didn't matter what the rest of that tweet said.
What's he
you
doing
just
right
can't
now?
Start it with we
What's
applaud.
He doing bad again right now?
There was like the nursing
like
home deaths and then sexual assault.
There's like three different sexual assault claims against him.
Oh, wow.
And then today he was just like, not going to step down no matter what.
Usually he
dressed it today for the first time. But yeah, not great to just have a tweet out there saying we applaud Cuomo. Not great. Okay, we're going to do a few voicemails here. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about our pals at Cuts Clothing. The sport of business means demanding excellence from your craft and wardrobe. Your fits need to be versatile, blending timeless style and comfort so that you look as good as you feel. And for that, there's Cuts Clothing. They've taken a classic men's fashion staple, the plain tee, and refined it, combining premium quality with a minimalistic aesthetic. A bunch of my friends in my group chat yesterday were talking about, like, we were just talking clothing or whatever. And they were like, I was like, I wear Cuts Clothing. Like, they sponsor my podcast, and they're just incredible in themselves. Like, even if they didn't sponsor it, I would rock Cuts Clothing. It's all I wear.
Cuts Clothing right now.
Beautiful. Unbelievable job, Thomas. I just called you Thomas. I don't know why.
Cool
Marty.
I'm going to buy the same exact one.
Yeah.
Or maybe they could send it.
It's a very cool
one. Wait, is that a new one?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Thank you, guys.
It's a good spring one,
it
too.
It fits well.
It's
yeah.
Light. Yeah.
I did ask you why you were so dressed up when I walked in here.
Yeah, and that's you look
you
cool.
You look you look cool. You could be going to a bar for this, and, like, I would have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, that's the outfit you're in. It's such a versatile – you're at work, though. You could be lounge around your house in that. It's the most versatile, piece of clothing you can get. They take – I like this, so they say this in the copy. Take a plain tee, but make it Tony Stark. It's kind of like the same – yeah, but they're just revolutionizing the way we should wear stuff. And according to GQ Magazine, they call it the only shirt worth wearing. Pretty good endorsement there. So if you want to – wear stuff like us and the players too. Luke Voigt is a big Cuts Clothing guy. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office, leisure apparel for the sport of business. You get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/porch. That's cutsclothing.com/porch. Cuts is in CUTS. And you're going to get 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. Cuts Clothing, we love them. And moving along here, let's do some DMs and voicemails. TJ, we got a few here?
Just let me know if you can hear these. This first one was a guy having a debate with his friend.
What's up, boys? Me and my friend are in a little debate. Was Chin Ming Wong an ace?
I can't hear it, but you can just tell me.
The answer is yeah. What do you guys think?
Was Chin Ming Wong an ace? I say yes.
Yeah.
He won. Yeah.
I see the
he
guy.
Was an ace.
In the voicemail, they're fighting in like live on the voicemail. But yes, I agree. I think he was an ace.
It was 07-08, right? I think were his two seasons of dominance. He was. I felt so good every time Chin Ming Wong was on the mound. Ground ball machine.
Yes. Always a ground ball.
So I used to pretend I was Chin Ming Wong in my backyard.
06 and 07.
Oh,
06, he goes 19-6. 07, he goes 19-7. Both sub-4 ERAs. And back then, like, having a 3.6 ERA was was as good as you can get. He finished second in the Cy Young voting. Who did he finish second to? Johan Santana won the Cy Young over him. They had the same record, but Santana did have like almost a run lower ERA. So I guess that's fair.
Fucking,
but
I remember Father's Day 20
against the Astros.
2008 Astros.
Yeah, Astros.
They were in the NL at the time, so he was going to Benihana that day. Remember him getting hurt? Yeah. John Sterling calling it in the minivan.
I think there's a documentary about it, like what happened at Qingming Wang. It's actually pretty good, from what I'm told. But yeah, one of the bigger what ifs, if he just like doesn't get hurt and keeps pitching like that. He was absolute dynamite. Yeah, for those 2 years, he was absolutely an ace for this team. Especially like those years, they were struggling to have starting pitching. He was kind of like the only bright light in the mid-2000s. So, yeah, Qingming Wang for sure.
I don't think he was great in the playoffs, if memory serves correct, but still. You put up those numbers for that long.
Let's see. In 05, 6 innings, 4 runs. Only one of them was earned. In 06, 6 2/3, 3 runs, 4 strikeouts. I've seen a worse start. And then 07 was bad, 8 runs in 4 innings.
Right,
and then
4.
Yeah, 07
right?
was
yeah,
a really
yeah,
against
yeah.
Cleveland. They destroyed him. But the two before that weren't fine. So we're fine. But yeah, he's only 40 years old right now. Damn, crazy. But yeah, Qingming Wang definitely was an ace.
This one you're not going to be able to hear, but it starts with our intro play.
Yeah, he
was
just
screaming?
Screaming, saying, let's fucking go Yankees money line every
line.
Fucking night.
I thought he
night.
Said run line every single night.
Either one. It's unbelievable.
Wonder what would be more profitable on the Barstool Sportsbook.
Run line or money line?
Yeah. Run line.
What?
Probably run line, because most of the time it would be plus, and they'll probably hit most of them.
I don't know. They're not plus a lot of the time with this team.
That's true.
So that with Garrett funny. Cole pitching, they're like minus 200 run line. It's like almost unbettable. Do you have any more, TJ?
Yeah, this one's about Tommy.
It's a minute and 50.
What's up, guys? Oh, no. Frequent caller. Known as the guy who lives rent-free in Thomas Smoke's head. Probably thinking I'm going to call again to rip apart Tommy, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Hubs, Mush, the fact that you have to work with this man in an office, I feel bad. You should get extra pay, extra sick days,
true,
something.
True.
Tommy, I dislike you very much.
It's funny,
hey guys,
looking
if you
at
ever
the
need
transcript
a segment,
because it's so different.
Like a fuck Tommy segment. I'm your guy. Just give me a call.
Yeah, we shouldn't play something like this. Like, this is a guy I generally hope he dies tonight.
I
don't even mean that in a
what's he doing?
Oh,
kidding, yeah.
He was saying he doesn't like. He was like,
I actually,
hate Hubs,
you know,
and
what?
I was like, that's fucked up. It was just like, I hate Hubs. I only listen for Tommy and Marty, and he was like, oh, Hubs is blah blah blah. He's garbage, blah blah blah. It's like, you know what? We don't accept that type of call on this podcast.
Sure, that's what it was.
Yeah, but it's like, what could have you possibly done to someone that you'd have no idea who he is?
Oh, it's crazy.
It's insane. And usually I'm all for, like, fuck Tommy ones, but that was, like, legitimately.
Yeah, that
mean.
Was too much. Yeah. TJ, don't play those. Don't encourage people.
Sorry.
So that guy, guy was just attacking Tommy.
Yeah,
was
attacking you.
If anyone's attacking mine, it's okay.
They're not.
Yeah. All right. We'll end with this one. It's a good DM from
what is
Lima.
I was intrigued by transcript not available.
Oh, that just means it's new.
Oh.
This is from Lima. Who would win Survivor on the Yankees spring training roster? Legit Survivor rules. Jason Dominguez is off the table. I don't know why.
Let's just stick to the 25-man roster. I know I have to include the entire spring training.
Correct. Yeah. So who would make their way?
Start,
is DJ
like,
so quiet that he would go under the ring? Like, is DJ? I don't know. DJ
now,
would make a run.
You need somebody that's kind of like a psychopath, right? Like,
no,
yeah, like
that's.
A,
you need no. someone who's, like, in the middle. Just in the middle, but would know the game.
I feel like Cole would be pretty good.
No, but
he's not in the middle.
He'll be
how about Tyon?
A threat right away.
Tyon would have no coffee. He would probably freak out.
Actually, yeah, you're right. He would need his coffee.
Yeah, Tyon. Let's think.
Chapman?
No.
Why? He's a fucking maniac.
People would target him early because
yeah,
he's so strong.
Yeah, he's too much of a threat.
Montgomery?
Montgomery's a pretty good pick. Montgomery's not going to be targeted off the bat. He's
yeah,
nice. He's. I don't know if he has that cut. He might not
think,
have that lethal instinct.
Yeah,
though.
Montgomery also.
Zach
like,
Britton.
I feel like he doesn't like bugs.
Zach Britton might be too smart, though. They
yeah.
might pick
no,
him
but
off
I think
for,
he's,
like,
under the radar smart. Like,
no.
I don't think, like, you're, like, Zach. Like, they think, people always say Talkman is, like, cerebral.
Talkman's a good one.
Yeah, I know. Talkman, no. he pauses too much.
He's
yeah.
very calculated, almost yeah. too calculated.
What about Urshela?
Urshela's
a good one. But he also just seems so happy. And
he's like the Nick from Surviving Barstool.
Does he have that
killer instinct? Is Clint like too much of a villain type?
Yeah, I think Clint's too much of a villain.
It's interesting. Gardner?
He'd stick out. Clint would do something that makes him stick out. Like, you just can't stick out.
Gardner, he's just like so tough to get away. Like, he's just always there. Yeah. He would find his way there. And he's respected by you know, he's the most respected veteran
but
on the team.
But also, is he too big of a threat? Because people are like, that's Gardner. Like, how are we going to let Brett Gardner get further in this
But
game?
People might be afraid to vote him off because they'll know he'll get them back with a prank during the season. So you have to, like, respect him.
I think
him.
Zach Britton might be my pick. I feel like we're – Aaron Hicks, I could see.
Higashioka.
Hicks would find a way to get hurt on the show. Higashioka.
Zach Britton is my official pick.
What about you, Marty?
Mine's Urshela.
You think Urshela? I'm going to go with Montgomery, although it's tough to take a really tall guy. It's tough to kind of just blend in. But I guess they're all athletes, so they kind of are all tall. I'm going to say Montgomery.
I was watching one in Detroit, Tommy, where it was the huge NBA guy.
Yeah, Cliff Robinson. Rest in peace.
No, he's dead?
Yeah, died not too long ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's way more sad. I'm going to spoil it.
Don't spoil it. Season 28 on Kong Island. Don't spoil it. I mean, tell me off air. Everybody should watch it.
Gone for so long.
Don't spoil it.
I'm going to spoil it. I don't care.
People should watch Survivor. They should start
I'm
going to
say, I don't care. I when he got voted off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what happened. Yeah, yeah. When he got voted off, I was upset.
Oh, there were
times.
He was
too likable, huh?
Yeah. There were times when I was a kid where, like, my favorite would get voted off, and, like, I've cried. I've cried before. I stopped watching the show.
I didn't cry.
Well, you're 27. I was, like, 11.
I'm not 27. 26.
But you're going to be 27.
We didn't,
You're 27.
27.
Old. Yikes. What do you think the big, I feel like we've had this conversation. I feel like 26 to 27.
The fuck, man.
Definitely have this
conversation. I think that's the biggest jump in the
26
in your
20s. To 27?
No.
It
feels the biggest to me.
I mean, 29
to
30.
29 to 30,
no,
your life is over.
Within your 30s.
Oh. What? 17, 18.
No, I think 24 or 25 is.
Within your 20s.
You don't think 24 or 25 is?
That will feel. But 6 to 7 is always a big jump to me. Because, like, 26, it's
you're
like,
holding on to mid.
You're in the middle. 27, like, almost 30.
Yeah.
Tubbs better be 28.
It's March, dude.
But 27
it's March!
27 to 28 isn't a big difference to me.
That's, yeah. That's both upper 20s.
Bro, do you know my teeth can't stain?
That seems unfair.
Should we test that?
Like, he's like, yeah, you could drink wine, coffee. Like, you obviously have to brush your teeth, but, like, it won't stain.
That's bullshit.
We should put that to the test.
Yeah. Well, you also got, like, $25,000 worth of dental. Nothing. So, yeah, they better not stain.
You want to shout out your dentist?
Yeah, shout out Dr. Khan and Family Dentist in Ohio, Toledo, Ohio. Check him out. Great dentist.
We didn't talk about Gary's homer. That seemed like the most important thing to talk about. We just missed it. But that was, like... The aerial one.
Like, I am still Gary.
Important. I think there's the people, and I've been a Gary hater. I think we all have, but I've specifically.
He's making the All-Star team.
Like it's too much on both sides. The people that hate Gary, yeah, they're too much. But the people that are loving Gary, like people are like, how could anybody ever be critical of this guy? Like it's very
easy
to be.
Oh, that's insane.
It's like, there are people where it's like. So Garrett Cole, like his first start, and there are people blaming Gary, which is probably unfair because it was
completely unfair.
But to be like, how could you say this was Gary's fault and that Garrett Cole needs a personal catcher? You could say that because literally last season he was bad with Gary in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would say that Cole's appearance is not that was not Gary's fault.
No, but it's also understandable to something to keep an eye on.
Right, but I think – I was reading an article of how, like, everyone's – I mean, it's classic spring training, like, best shape of your life, but they say Gary just looks like a fucking way different person than he was in 2020. And that could be also a pandemic situation, you know, like he was out of shape or whatever. That homer he hit in spring training or not, that ball cleared the batter's eye. It is so hard to hit a baseball that far and that hard.
I just wanted to hit 240. That's so much to ask.
Even if he hits, like, legit 220, he's an all-star with what he brings to the table.
No. I'm not taking 220 hitters anymore.
But he is an all-star at that level. Like, he, with the power he brings, he, if he hits 220, he'll hit, and he's relatively healthy, he'll hit 30, 35 home runs.
I don't know if I'm signing up for that season.
He hit 232 in 2019. He hit 34.
Yeah.
In 100 games.
I wish he hit higher than 232.
In 100 games. If he played a full season, it's like a 50-homer season.
For him, I'll sign up for that.
I'll sign up for – dude, last year he hit 147.
Not good, Bob.
The year before, in 2018, 186. If he hits 220 or more, it's like, this is – that's the Gary we need. That's all we – that's how talented he is. He can just hit the put the bat on the baseball, not strike out every other at bat. 220, 230. He will be an all-star. I called he's an all-star in 2019. That was my bold prediction on the podcast, and I was right. I'm doing it again. I think he's going to be an all-star.
All right.
So, yeah. He's exerted a lot of energy.
I mean, I hope. Yeah. I hope
now
he
I'm
is.
Really, now I'm really tired. I just exerted a lot of energy. Okay. You guys got anything to talk about?
No, we've been in here for quite some time.
Two hours.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock. I don't know how it's possible. Yeah, let's hope Kluber pitched.
2 hours.
But... Let's hope. Yeah, it was not. Let's hope Kluber pitches well, stays healthy. Stanton's out there for the first time Wednesday night. Okay. Same with Gardner. Just stay healthy. That's all that matters. Don't really care what actually happens. But yeah, until then, we'll see you back here on the Short Reports next week. Later.